This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks Podcast. But before we go ahead and talk about the stock recommendations, here's a word on the Money Control app. The stock pin option on the Money Control app helps investors get real-time prices, and the app has added many interesting features, so do check it out now. We spoke to Sameet Chavan, Chief Technical and Derivatives Analyst at Angel Broking. He gave us two buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. The starting point of the week gone by was excellent, as the pre-open suggested a bumper opening at record highs on last Monday. Courtesy to gap up opening in two major indices movers such as Reliance Industries and HDFC Bank after posting their quarterly numbers over the weekend. But this bullishness at the opening was flatter to receive. The market started coming off fiercely right from the word go. In fact, the selling aggravated as the day progressed to conclude with sharp cuts. This negativity continued for the subsequent two sessions to slide towards the 12,100 mark. However, the bulls came for a rescue and were successful in pulling the market higher to end the week well above 12,200. Looking at the recent behavior, it seems the market is giving full justice to the famous phrase, "All is well that ends well." On the technical front, the market reversed precisely from a crucial juncture. The support of 12,100 was placed at the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement of the recent up move from 11,929.60 to 12,389.05. The most important observation was the convergence of the upward sloping trend line drawn by joining recent swing lows with the low of 10,670.25. Now the forthcoming week could be crucial for our market as we are heading for one of the mega events, the Union Budget, on February 1. So most probably we are likely to see an action-packed week, especially for individual stocks. As far as Nifty is concerned, we may see it going back to 12,300 to 12,390 ahead of the budget, and a positive outcome would enable it crossing this sturdy wall of 12,400 convincingly. On the flip side, 12,200 followed by 12,150 would be seen as a sacrosanct support zone. Last week, we saw mid-cap index entering an overbought zone, and the possibility of some breather cannot be ruled out now. During the initial part of the last week, the index remained sideways and was clearly bucking the trend by not correcting as much as our benchmark did. And once they settled, the mid-cap universe resumed its uptrend, which is likely to extend further. Here are two buy calls for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Purvankara is the first call with a target price of ₹73.50 and stop loss of ₹64.80. Upside potential for this call is 8%. The tide seems to have turned upwards for the entire real estate space, as we saw stellar gravity-defying moves in larger names such as DLF over the past 3 months. Purvankara is yet to see similar sort of traction, but now the recent price action looks encouraging, and on Friday, the stock prices finally managed to traverse its sturdy wall of 200 simple moving average on the daily chart. The volume has risen substantially and therefore provides credence to the move. Equitas Holdings is the second call with a target price of ₹126 and stop loss of ₹101.40. Upside potential for this call is 14%. For the last 1 month, the stock has been in a quiet phase with no major action seen. On the daily chart, prices have finally broken the consolidation range, confirming an inverse head and shoulder breakout. The said breakout is supported by a bullish candlestick and increasing volume. In addition, prices have closed above the higher range of Bollinger Band, suggesting a trending up move in the near term after its recent consolidation phase. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas, but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com, where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.